welcome to Front and Center, brought to you by Frontier Communications. I'm Dan Lovallo in studio, and we are pleased to welcome to the program during this segment the Senior Vice President in charge of talent acquisitions at Frontier Communications, Jim Otto. And Jim, welcome to Front and Center.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, we're honored to have you on the program, and we want to talk about some of the Veterans Affairs initiatives which you are in charge of at Frontier. So how about talking about that?
Yes, absolutely. I'm the Senior Vice President of Talent Acquisition and Veterans Affairs for Frontier Communications. I'm based here in Connecticut, headquarters in Norwalk, and have accountability for really an outstanding program. I believe Frontier does a really nice job in our footprint. You know, we're in 29 states here in the U.S., U.S.-based employer, 100% U.S. employees. So having a very strong Veterans Affairs program is a natural fit for Frontier, for our employees and our customers. 13% of our employee workforce are veterans, and we work very hard to outreach and employ veterans, going out and be very active to go out and hire veteran talent, not only because it's the right thing to do, Dan, hiring those that have served our great country. There's desirable attributes that veterans, as well as those transitioning from active duty, possess, dedicated competencies, disciplined competencies. They're very loyal, very detail-oriented, strong work ethic. And so, you know, we see tremendous production and are able to retain our veteran talent. It's also really so it's a smart thing to do for us, you know, from a business perspective. We're hiring great talent that's producing, you know, for our customers, and it gives our employees a chance as well to feel like they're a part of the solution. We host many veterans events in our communities. There's a program called Honor and Remember, where we honor Gold Star families who have lost a family member who was killed in action. And Frontier does a great job in sponsoring those flags and hosting those ceremonies in our footprint, in our community. You know, it gives our employees a chance to participate, and so we naturally see employee engagement in being out there in the community and wearing, you know, the Frontier shirts and feeling really good about who they work for and naturally giving back, you know, to our community. So overall, the program is very effective, and again, it really helps us in making sure that our employees feel like they've got an opportunity to give back.
Now, Jim, you mentioned how you reach out. Do you reach out to veterans at job fairs? Which avenues do you follow?
Yeah, several different ones, Dan. We post our jobs on military-specific sites. We have a tremendous website that we drive traffic to on our careers page at frontier.com/careers. We have a military career section, and we try to be really proactive. So, for example, any veterans or active duty military transitioning to civilian workforce looking for work, one of the big issues is how do they translate the skills that they learned and they trained on in their service career into a civilian career. And so we try to really be proactive about putting information out there about the types of jobs that, you know, that our veterans are successful in at Frontier, whether it's in the field operation as a technician or it's in our customer service centers as a customer service rep. We give them an opportunity to talk about their training, talk about the areas that they feel they're really good at. And we do that on the website. We have a link to a video, and we ask those that are interested in working at Frontier, complete the video, and I send it to my team of recruiters and hiring managers, the videos of those individuals looking for work. And so it's a really a proactive way, in addition to, you know, attending, you know, the more traditional routes, Dan, the job fairs. And matter of fact, we just hosted a job fair at Mohegan Sun this past weekend for veterans.
Okay, so then what's the next step? They watch the video, they've gone online, they fill out an application, or they attend a job fair as they did at Mohegan Sun. What's the next step?
So the next step really is to you know, to have anybody who's interested in employment at Frontier certainly visit the website. Certainly veterans and those who are potentially transitioning in the next several months to get a head start. That's what we're asking, really, is somebody who, you know, maybe is looking for work and they're planning on employment in the next, you know, 3 to 6 months. Be proactive. Go to our website. Look at the jobs. Look at the different skill sets. Maybe there's potential areas of training that you might need, or certifications like a Cisco CCNA certification, something along those lines. And we will try to be very proactive in making sure we align you with the right people and the right jobs. You know, there's a significant issue, you know, in the workforce today. Veterans, certainly unemployed, but then also underemployed. They're not in the right jobs, therefore they're not happy. So not only do we want to get veterans hired at Frontier, we want to keep them and we want them to be happy.
So you find candidates, veterans who can fill a need, then you bring the veteran in for a job interview. How does that work?
That's exactly right. So if there's an opportunity that they see online that they're interested in, they can apply through the website. I encourage them also to create the video interview again through the military career section, and then if they're meeting minimum qualifications, we'll bring them in for an interview and hopefully that'll result in an offer. But again, that's just the start of it, Dan. Really, is not only, you know, finding the right jobs for our veterans, but also getting them in and onboarding them appropriately. And we've got some nice programs. Once you get into Frontier, it's important to help assimilate that veteran into the organization.
Yeah, talk about that, Jim, because obviously there is that transitional period.
It is. It's a period where, you know, we want to make sure that in often cases, especially, you know, someone who is active duty and they're leaving that you know, that brotherhood or sisterhood, and they've got this tight circle of family, veteran family that they were with, this military family. And so coming into a new organization, you know, we're 30,000 employees. And so, you know, it's important for us. We're very proactive about taking that veteran and putting them into other veteran circles in the organization. So, for example, you know, we'll align somebody with another veteran on their first day so they can introduce them to some of the other veterans in the company and feel like they're a part of their new Frontier veteran circle.
Talking with Jim Otto, he is Senior Vice President at Frontier Communications, Talent Acquisition, and Veterans Affairs Initiatives. Jim, perhaps you can share some stories of some of the veterans who have come on board at Frontier.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have, you know, tons of great stories of individuals who have made a successful transition, you know, from the military to Frontier. And you know, one in particular I can give you an example on. This is an individual who actually is our Southeast Region President, a gentleman by the name of Mike Flynn, who came out of the military you know, strong leadership career and landed at Frontier several years at Frontier and in various leadership capacities. And we were able to leverage Mike's military training and military leadership experience in a business leadership role. You know, and so he really, his natural leadership skills that he built up in his military career, he was able to transition very successfully at Frontier, starting out as a director of an operation and then eventually growing up the career ladder to where the point now he's our Southeast Region President.
That's a great story. And you talk about the discipline and the work ethic that a veteran brings to the private sector, and I would imagine it's that military background, that military landscape, that really helps as far as bringing that work ethic to the private sector.
Yeah, absolutely, no question about it. One of the, again, you know, it's not just about hiring veterans; it's about giving back. And so, one of the programs that Frontier is proud to be participating in this year is called American Corporate Partners, and it's a large military nonprofit, and they give back to the veteran community in a training capacity, in a mentoring capacity. So we take folks like Mike Flynn, and he then is given a veteran who is looking for career guidance, and Mike is mentoring a veteran over the next year, and we've got 50 others in the company that are doing the same thing. And so we're taking the veteran leaders that we've hired, and just leaders in general. You don't have to be a veteran. I'm a mentor as well for a veteran. I'm not a veteran myself. and I'm able to mentor this veteran who's looking for career guidance, and maybe they're transitioning, or maybe they're, you know, just looking for a new career or some career advice. And so it's a really special program.
What are some of the concerns that the veterans share with Frontier in regards to making that transition to the private sector?
You know, part of it is something I mentioned a little bit earlier, Dan. It's connecting, you know, and feeling a part of, you know, a brotherhood or sisterhood that they're leaving. And so it's really important to, you know, get our veterans, you know, together in the company with other veterans, and giving them a channel, an outlet for someone to speak to, especially, you know, if they're having issues with that transition, no matter what it may be. And so that's one of the things that we're really, you know, we're really focused on, is making sure that you know, they've got the proper channels that they can open up to, again, those brothers or sisters that they left the military from.
We talked before about just the work ethic and the discipline that a veteran brings to the job. How about some of the skills? Where have you been able to make some of the fits for a veteran and then hiring that veteran at Frontier Communications?
Yeah, that's a great question, Dan. So, you know, part of the challenge I find a lot of employers face are translating the skills for somebody who's trained in the military. So, you know, what we have found is that our field operations, our technicians in the field, provide a very good opportunity for somebody who is coming out of the military, who's maybe trained as an electrician or a radio wave technician, someone who, you know, can pick up and translate to parallel technologies and pick up our systems pretty quickly, but also to very customer-centric attributes and skills that we find, again, from our veterans. So they translate really well to our sales and service representatives in our call centers. Almost 35% of the veterans that we hire land in call center roles, and we have a large call center American operation.
And again, overall, you employ 13% of the workforce are veterans?
That's correct.
That is terrific.
Yeah, thank you very much. And it's, you know, we're trying to do more. You know, we have made commitments to the White House with a program called Joining Forces, and it's where private corporations can go ahead and make a commitment that they're going to hire veterans. And so we've committed that we will hire 15% of our external hires are veterans or military spouses.
Jim, talk a bit more. I know you touched on it earlier in the interview, but talk a bit more about how Frontier goes out into the community and interacts at these various events that involve veterans.
Absolutely. So I mentioned one of the programs earlier, Honor and Remember, and a really special program. We've donated, had almost 200 flag ceremonies across the 29 states, and it's really a special chance for our employees to get together with a Gold Star family in our community who has the name of their loved one that was killed in action sewn onto a Honor and Remember flag. And we organize the ceremony. We invite friends, family, and the community, and it's, in some cases, a really big event. We had one of the ceremonies, we did a flag presentation here in Connecticut at a chili cook-off, and there were a couple thousand people at the event. And, you know, it's a chance for our employees to, you know, participate and have a channel to give back to the communities that they serve. That's one of the values. But also, too, it's a chance for, you know, Frontier. Hey, we're a for-profit organization, so we get families who are we're doing this work for, and they ask us, hey, why Frontier? Why are you involved? And it's, again, it goes back to kind of being the smart business thing to do as well. I mean, we're out in the community, and we're doing this, and we're very genuine and authentic about it, but we know that there's going to be some potential consumer brand loyalty that may come out of this, and we've seen that.
Talking with Jim Otto from Frontier Communications, Senior Vice President, Talent Acquisition, and also Veteran Affairs Initiatives. And Jim, you have been at Frontier for quite a while. What is it about Frontier that you like?
Yeah, it's I just had my 10-year anniversary here, and coming out of the talent acquisition industry, you know, having the chance to recruit and be kind of on the front line Frontier. I love being out there in the field and talking about who we are and what's special about Frontier and our employer value propositions, you know, because I really believe that we do make a difference. We do make a difference in the communities that we serve. We go above and beyond, and I think we've got a, you know, phenomenal product. Our Vantage TV product, which I'm a customer of as well here in Connecticut, is I think simply the best. And what we do with our technology and giving consumers really high valued options from a internet and television and voice perspective, it's just a good company to work for. You feel really good about having the name on your shirt and your hat.
And I would imagine that you can share that experience with a veteran. You mentioned how you mentor some veterans, and you can say, you know, I've been here for 10 years. I would think that has to resonate with veterans.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's funny, you look around the entire organization and you know, we have individuals who, you know, grew up in this industry and grew up in this organization. We're very, you know, family focused company, and so it's an easy story to tell and to attract talent, to veteran and non-veteran talent. But certainly, again, we're getting back to that, you know, trying to make sure our veterans understand that they are coming into a new family, but it's one that's, you know, with open arms.
In general terms, and of course we just went through a college graduation not too long ago, and then you've got seniors in college who will be looking for jobs this year going into the job world. Just in general terms, as somebody who's part of the job is talent acquisition, what can you tell people who are looking for jobs coming out of college? In other words, what kind of qualities are you looking for?
Yeah, it's a great question. I love to answer it. I'm constantly speaking to college students and our interns. We have a great internship program at Frontier, and we usually hire interns that are rising juniors or rising seniors. And I give the advice. The best advice I give is you know, look, make sure that, you know, whatever you do after college, that, you know, you don't settle. Don't settle to get your first job. You know, make sure it's something that, you know, you're connecting. You've got a connection to that company that connects to you from a values perspective. And it's not just about go out and get the best job for the best money that you can get. You know, don't think about it as your first job in the first 1 to 2 years. Think about it as your career, you know, and select that company that you think you best align with.
No, that's terrific advice. How about just the basic work ethic? Show up on time, work hard, that sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think intellectual curiosity is also very important. You know, come in, especially as a new employee. You may be, you know, maybe reserved being new, but I'd say come in and be resourceful. Every single person that I talk to coming into Frontier, I tell them that they can be assured that they're going to bring something to us. We're going to need them to bring something new to us. And so, you know, come in the door with that kind of mentality, that kind of attitude, that naturally strong work ethic, and it's going to be embraced.
You remember your first job?
I do.
What was it?
I was an assistant manager at Namco, retail pools back in the early 90s.
And what did you learn from that first job that you could even take to today's job?
You know, it's funny. It is, there's definitely, and that's the other point of, you know, making sure you don't settle for your first job. A lot of the things I learned in that role as an assistant manager in Namco, you know, really are a core part of my foundation for my entire career. And so, you know, work ethic was certainly a part of that, being, you know, cutting my teeth in the retail space. You know, a 75-hour work week is normal. So that was really important to learn, but also customer interaction, how to interact with customers and build relationships. I think no matter what role you're in, relationship building is such an important part of anybody's success. And so if you're good at it, I think you'll do really well at anything that you do. And I think those are probably the two core things I learned in that role.
Oh, that's terrific. Before we wrap up our interview with you, Jim, again, for people who might be tuning in, how about providing our audience a synopsis of the initiatives put forth by Frontier in regards to hiring veterans?
Absolutely. So, And again, Dan, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about, you know, Frontier and our veterans initiatives. And again, many of those are focused on hiring. And so I think we do a really good job of being very proactive and taking some non-traditional routes around hiring veterans. And again, I'll point to our website where we have an interview that any veteran can go on and complete right now if they're interested in work. And it gives us the opportunity to learn a little bit more about their background, and then we can take that video and proactively market it across the company with the hopes that we find employment for them. That's certainly one way. And then I would say that certainly the community initiatives that Frontier is involved with, like Honor and Remember, in the states that we serve, the 29 states across the U.S., you know, if anybody's hearing this, be on the lookout for a lot of the community events that we're involved with that involve veterans, because there are many and they're frequent, and, you know, we would love for everybody to participate.
That's great stuff. Anything else you'd like to add, Jim?
No, I just say thank you very much for the time, Dan. It's been my pleasure.
Thank you, and you have yourself a great day.
You take care.
You too. Bye. Jim Otto, and Jim, again, is the Senior Vice President from Frontier Communications, in charge of Talent Acquisition and Veterans Affairs Initiatives. And Frontier, of its workforce, 13% are veterans. What a great story.